Okay, so Mishpatim, as we know, is mostly laws, almost entirely laws until the end. I'm going to focus on one and just an angle. I was thinking about this morning. So one of the laws that we have here is the laws of damages, right? Of from assault. Right? That someone harms someone else. So what are they chayev? Kobe, what are they chayev? Right? If you punch someone, you hurt them. Right? You're chayev five things. What? Right? Nezek and Tzar. Right, so Nezek Tzar, Ripu Shevet Boshet. Right, so Nezek is the how much you damage them, which for Chazal is, right, the way you figure it out is by some calculation based on the difference in the person's price on the slave market, possibly, right? Sa'ar is pain, which again, the Gemara has a whole bunch of calculations. How do you figure out pain? Can you directly figure out pain? And you have to figure out how much someone would pay to avoid pain, things like that. Ripui is healing. Shevet is lack of work, which, right, combined with Nezek is complicated, right? Because, right, Shevet is, once you've already calculated Nezek, right, once you've calculated how much the person's value goes down, then you need to calculate how much they lost work, but not, right, not, but basically at a minimum wage, right? Because the fact that they used to be a pro football player, right, and now they can't do that, that was already included in Nezek. So now Shevet is how much they can't work at all, right? And then Boshet is embarrassment, which again, the Gemara has to try to figure out, how do you weigh embarrassment, how do you calculate embarrassment, etc. And what I want to focus on is just Ripui, right? Now, Ripui is interesting because in addition to you having to pay for, you know, the medical expenses, the Gemara takes this as proof, mikan shenitna reshut l'rofe l'rapot. From here, we derive that it is permitted for a doctor to heal. Right, and this becomes the source in Chazal for the notion that halacha recognizes the legitimacy of the medical practice. Because since you have here a doctor, and we tell it, right, we say you have to heal him, that means you're allowed to heal. Right, and then everyone tries to figure out, well, why would that be the case? Why would you have thought that it would be usher? What was the hava amina? Right, why do you need a heter? Right, so you have variations on, well, you might have thought that you have to go to God, or by going to a doctor it shows lack of faith to God, and variations on this theme, and therefore you actually need a heter to go to a doctor. Right? And then others highlight the fact that no, maybe the reason you need a heter to go to a doctor is because doctors might make things worse. Right? Every medical procedure has danger, has risk within it, and therefore if you didn't know that it was the Torah said you could go to the doctor, you might have thought you can't go to a doctor because how could I perform a surgery, even if I'm trying to help him, if I know I might also hurt him. Maybe the best thing to do is to sit back, right? So again, different variations. And then you have a further question upon this is, okay, well, once you've dealt with the heter, which again, the Gemara says is mutter, despite that, there are certain Rishonim who will hesitate, and right, the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra do offer some hesitancy. They don't really love going to doctors, at least in their comments here on the Torah, right? They do think that it might be a lack of emunah to go to a doctor, and they have proofs from Asa, right? Asa was criticized, and then again, right, there are defenses of it. And then the next question is, okay, is it more than a heter, right? Is it a mitzvah, right? Can you derive from here a mitzvah for doctors to heal, or maybe for doctors to heal people who approach them for healing, right? Not as like proactive, but reactive. Is there a mitzvah to maintain your health, right? Meaning it could just be that, right, so you have multiple steps. There's the heter, and then is it a mitzvah? And if it's a mitzvah, so what's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah for a doctor to proactively heal people, to heal people who want to be healed? And then what about you, right? Is this only a mitzvah on doctors because they can heal, but what about on a person? Is there a mitzvah for him to maintain his health, right? And all this comes from it. But without getting to all those details, what I think is striking, right, what I was thinking about this morning, right, I've thought about this a lot, but what is striking to me this morning is, well, wait a second. This is a lot to build on, like, a detail in Hilchot Nezikin, right? It's like, if you damage someone, then you need to pay the medical bills. And from here we see that doctors allow to heal. And maybe we learn that there's a mitzvah for doctors to heal. And maybe we learn that you have to be healthy. I mean, this is like, right, we're building a lot on on this. So how do we get there, right? And why don't we, let's say, do the same thing, right? Well, you have to pay for boshet. You don't see this Gemara doing the same thing, which is, this is the source that you're not allowed to embarrass people, right? And maybe that you have to have human dignity, I don't know, or tsar, you can't cause people pain, right? I mean, at some level, there's a discussion. Maybe the fact that you have to pay is a source for certain, but still, like, how do we build this? Of all the five, why is this one that has this whole construct of the heter and mitzvah of medicine and health and all that built into it? So I think one little point which I think helps us understand why it's legitimate is something Rav Elchanan notes. Right? And Rav Elchanan notes that this payment seems to be, right, regardless of everything else we just built, seems to be different than the others. And he notes that from the language. Right? By refuah, we say, verapo yirape, you should heal him. By boshet, or by shevet, let's say, we say, shivto yikain, you give his shevet. So what's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Why don't you just say, right, you give the money to heal him, right? Just like, right, repuyav yikain. Rav Elchanan says that that's pointing to something important. And that is that the other four payments are payments, qua payments. Right? I have an obligation to heal someone, and therefore I pay. To pay the damages, so I pay. He says here, by ripui, the chiyuv is to heal. And the way you heal is by paying for it. So the other four, the obligation is to pay for damages, and here the obligation is to heal, and the way that that you heal is by paying. And he says, what's his proof? Besides for the language proof, right? What's his proof? So he says, so one is the language proof, but he has two other, right proofs. But one is that in Eved Kenani, right, that if you hurt an Eved Kenani, so the halacha is that because of Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo, that anything a master acquires, anything a slave acquires, the master acquires, so the other four of the payments go to the master. But Ripui goes to the slave. Right, and he says, well, how could that be? All money that the slave gets goes to the master. He said, yeah, but this isn't a monetary payment. The other four are monetary payments you now owe him to pay for damages. Reba, you're chayav to heal him. Right? The way you do it is with money, and therefore it goes to the slave, because he still, right, has to be healed. And this money is your way of healing him. And then he points out, right, the Gemara has a discussion in Daf Peh in Bava Kamma, which is, well, what if you're a doctor? Can you offer to heal him rather than pay? And the Gemara says, no, or you can't insist on it, right? Because not every doctor works for every person, right? But what do you see from that Gemara? Now here I'm adding a little bit. What do you see from that Gemara? It's not a fundamental objection, right? It's not, you can't just heal him because you really owe him money. It's, you can't heal him yourself because maybe he won't want it. But if he wants it, obviously you could. Right? Meaning this is the one of the payments where the Gemara says, at least in principle, you could just heal him. Right? And if you're a doctor and you could do it and he's okay with that, right? Then you can do it. Right? Which shows that, again, the payment really isn't paying for medical expenses. It's healing him, and if the way you can do it is with money, then you do it with money. Right? The reason you give him money is more so he has the freedom to get medical treatment however he wants, but fundamentally you are healing him, right? And I think that those two points are related, right? I think that the reason for Chazal, they make such a big deal of this, that beyond it teaching a chiyuv ripui, they learn that this is the source for a doctor being allowed or obligated to heal, and right, all the medical halacha which has emerged from this comes from, I think, that fundamental insight, which is that the Torah here doesn't say pay him. Because if it just said pay him, so then you would have said, well, you can't draw a lot from this, because you did, in the end of the day, the average person's going to go to the doctor, and it's your fault, so you have to pay him. That doesn't prove that doctors are legitimate, because it shows, just like it doesn't show, it's legitimate for him to have a high-paying job that you would have to pay for. No, like, he had a high paying job and you need to repay it. He used to be healthy. Now he's not. He's going to want to deal with it. So you got to pay him, right? But the fact is, Torah frames it not as pay him medical expenses, but heal him, right? And that is fundamentally different than the other four. I think that is Chazal's starting point for seeing, aha, we can learn something from here more than just the local halacha, which is that we have to pay for damages, but is the fact that we frame it as don't pay him for medical expenses, but heal him, shows you that halacha gives significance and recognizes the value of the medical profession. I think it's that insight that comes from the language of Arapo Yerape, rather than something parallel to Shifto Yitain, that allow Chazal to really build the entire theory of the mitzvah of medicine, right, and into this, you know, a diuk in Hilchot Nezikin, right? And I think that Rolchana's right insight and the halachic implications that play out explain why Chazal can make that jump, or more precisely, what drives them to make that jump, right? To see so much more built into this detail of tort law.